Blog Talk Radio.
Qualifications. He's been rocking and doing this for 4 years, cooking and experience, you know,
Now about a personal chef, you know, I like the bio that you have here. It says summary of qualifications, 4 years of cooking experience. Now about your personal chef, Chantiago, 4 years catering expertise, top-notch presentation skills, strong multitasking skills, ability to work well under pressure within time constraints, experience in serving over 3,000 guests. He is not playing with y'all. This is definitely great. I'm very impressed with what you're doing. So, you know, tell everybody tuning in a little bit about yourself and how did this all start about? Like, what made you decide that cooking and being a chef is what you wanted to do?
I mean, man, I came a long way. I mean, when I first started off, I mean, actually, when I was growing up, you know, I used to like messing around with like computers and messing with like TVs, trying and like, you know, do stuff like that. But I really didn't know I had the desire for cooking and to be a chef. But when I went to school and you know, it's just something that I was like, let me try this, you know, maybe I might like it. And I went to school for it and that's me here now. So, you know, and you know, a lot of people, you know, they will bring you down and tell you that, you know, you can't do it, but you just got to put your mind to it and you know, and actually listen to yourself.
Well, you definitely going to have some dream haters. Shout out to the haters. Shout out to all the haters that's tuning in right now. Y'all make us better. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you definitely going to have some dream haters. And for those people who don't know what dream haters is people who hate on your dream. And just like the a story about Joseph. Joseph had told his brothers, like, that's in the Bible. Joseph told his brothers, like, yeah, he had a dream that God made him a king, and they had plotted to kill him. You know, instead they sold him off into slavery, but he ended up being a king anyway. But, you know, you're definitely right about that. People are going to kill your dream. A lot of people will tell you, oh, you might as well go ahead and get a regular job. Yeah, okay. You don't, but you shouldn't, not all the time. There's nothing wrong with expressing your dreams and your aspirations to people, but those who just coming up in the game right now, whatever you're doing, don't share the blueprint to your dreams to anybody. The blueprint should stay with you until it's manifested. Your life should speak as an example. And like you said, Chauncey, you went to school. How long, for those who just getting into, who decided, I want to be a cook, I want to be a chef, you know, how long does it take, you know, for you to, culinary arts school, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
How long does it take for you to get the degree?
It takes 2 years, and but that 2 years, it may be the longest time of your life, but once you have that 2 years, I mean, everything else for you is gravy. I mean, you can find a job anywhere in your field, because restaurants never goes out of business. I mean, you know, if people out there, they won't pay their rent, but they'd rather buy food, you know. They'd rather, you know, go to, like, the restaurant and, like, eat while their rent is not even paid. So, you know, I mean, you always going to have a job. That's the good thing about, you know, the food business, you know. And and then you also get free food, too. As a chef, I mean, you don't really eat at home, you know. You go to work, you cook, you get free lunch, free dinner. So, like, you're actually saving, you know, like a lot more money, too. So, you know, that's a good thing, you know.
And you also get good people saying good things about you. One of the testimonies about Yargo's Gourmet Meal was the level of service at Yargo's Gourmet Meals is fantastic. Having been a customer for years, I'm considered constantly impressed by the professionalism of every staff member I have come in contact with. I mean, that's great. that's great to get that type of compliment attribute for someone to say that by you. He definitely put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in it. I'm pretty sure it's some benefits, you know, like traveling and meeting new people. What are some of the benefits of, you know, being a chef?
I mean, it is hard. I mean, you know, like, I mean, it's a lot of time you go out there and, I mean, you know, you got to meet with, like, customers and, you know, explain the business. And then you will, like, make the meals for them. And then they decided, oh, I don't really want their meals, you know. So it's just, it's like a lot of work, but you got to have patience and, like, you know, and, mm-hmm. If you really love something, no matter how hard it gets, ain't it be in it for like the love. It's not about how much it pays and all that. If you love it, be in it because you love doing what you want to do, you know?
Well, definitely when you say doing something that you love doing, there's a saying, and I really believe this too, you know, when you do something you love doing, you never work another day in your life. And that's
right.
Real talk. When you do something you love doing, because the message behind it is if you can do it, if you love it, you will do it for free. But it's the benefits that come with it, with you being consistent, loving what you're doing, staying focused on your dream, looking forward, not looking around, and look where it can get you. And, you know, I actually met Chauncey in a school. I met him at a school that I was enrolling my son into, and I seen him present himself. You know, he was telling the ladies at the office about his business, and he was so professional. I'm like, well, I wanna know what he's doing over there. And, you know, it was just an honor that, you know, now that I got to know him and I went to the website, I'm like, you know what, this is good. Now I can use this service for me and my honey bunny and also give it as a gift to my sister and her husband there. And anniversary is coming very soon. But upgrade yourselves right now and go to the website, www.yangosgourmetmeal.com. Am I saying this right? Because I don't want to.
Yes,
say
yes.
It wrong.
Yangosgourmetmeals.com is yangosgourmetmeals.com.
Y'all better know. You better work with it. Step your game up and go to this website. Ain't nothing like, and a lot of people think, oh, you got to be a movie star. You got to be this and that to have a personal chef. No, you don't. You can step your game up and get quality professional service. And this is a good way to impress a date or something like that. I'm really feeling this. And also me being a busy mother, I run the show. I go to work. I sell Mary Kay. I got a son. You know, sometimes I don't feel like cooking. I really don't feel like cooking. So it will be a benefit for me to call Mr. Yargos up and say, look, I need you on this day or whatever day, cook a meal for me. And I'm right here in Washington. I came from the East Coast. And you never know, you know, who this can open up to. Jazzy from Jazzy Management, he's going to be having a women's convention in Los Angeles, California. It's a big women's convention, and they're going to be honoring Queen MC Light. They're going to be honoring MC Light. And I already passed Yargo's information on to him. So you never know. It's about networking. And if you network and if you stay focused with your dream how he did, he went to school, he bared the burden, he bared the haters, he bared the financial strain, he bared the non-believers, and look where he at now. He getting interviewed on the show. So all the haters for Yargos, please go to www.hateonyargosgourmetmeals.com. Because we loving it right now. I mean, oh, the traveling. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Being that you did a lot of cooking on cruises, where have you been? Where have you traveled to?
Oh, man, I've been to France, Brazil, Argentina. Mm-hmm. Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Alaska, Seattle, D.C. I mean, we've been all over around the world. And the good thing, too, is I'm on this cruise, and we making food, like fancy gourmet meals. You got people, they pay $100 a plate or $200, but that's the reason why I came out with this idea right here. I'm like, what if the regular people at home, like me and you, that don't have, you know, like a fancy job, just, you know, living a everyday life. What if you can have that same food that rich folks having on the boat for like a cheap price? Mm-hmm. When you want to pay for it, that's when mm-hmm. I come in and make those same meals at your house for cheap. I mean, anybody mm-hmm. can afford it. I mean, a couple of like two people, $50. Gourmet meals, mm-hmm. we cook it, serve it, clean up, and we leave. You know?
And
so it is.
And
you know?
They have to supply the food as well, correct?
We supply the food. We supply the food, too. Yep. Yep.
That deal right there, two people for $50, that's like Groupons.
Yeah.
You killing them out there.
We supply the food, we cook it, we serve it, and we out. You pay half up front and half once the food is like done. If you like the food,
uh-huh.
you pay the other half. If you don't, it's all right because we got another customer waiting for us too. So, you know.
That's right. That's right. And before that time, when you you guys, anybody that's reaching out and that's tuning in on live, shout out to, wow, we got like 12 more callers just came in online. And I'm going to open up the live chat in a few minutes. If you want to show some love and show some support to Chauncey Yargo, and you're on the line now, press the 1 button. If you press the 1 button, that lets us know that you want to come on live on the line now and show some love and big him up, because that's what it's about. It's about each one, teach one. It's about supporting. And I know you got a lot of people listening in and, you know, around the area. He definitely doing big things. He definitely doing big things. And being that he on Diva Spot Radio ENT, he is getting it in. We now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. This is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to still be on a line with Chauncey Yargo, and we're talking about these gourmet meals. We're going to get into some music, and then we're going to come right back and get into more of the diva questions that I have. You can't stop him now, so don't even try it.
Come on.
Come on.
It's even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They can never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. Swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA, it's a swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws are broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, got weed. And the rap racket, he remains the top seed. Revolver holds six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. When you get hit, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
If you in the hood, dodge the season. Watch your Q's and be on your P's. And thank y'all all for coming out this evening, having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me, they still wouldn't be able to stop me.
Up, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And it is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Shout out to the 253, the 240, the 862, the 267. Come on, 703-718-347-732-206 and 973 is live in the building. Shout out to all the online love. Right now we got my special guest live in the building, Chauncey Yargo from Yargo Gourmet Meals. Oh, my goodness, the line is lighting up for you, and they definitely want to show you some love. So we about to go ahead and open up the line. Chauncey, is that all right with you?
Let's go ahead. Get this on
Let's
the road.
Let's get it. We got 240-481 live in the building. Say your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me, 240-481? All right, we're going to get back to you. If you want to show some love and you on the line right now, press the 1 button. If you want to show some love to Diva Mary Kay, or if you want to show some love to Chauncey Yargo from Yargo Gourmet Meals, press the 1 button and we'll open up the line for you. So just give me 1 second. Rocka Block is in the building. I'm going to get to you in a few seconds. Y'all stay tuned because we're about to get into some more hot music. We stepping our games up today. I'm going to show y'all how to step your game up with Yargo Meals when you can have a personal chef come to your house, two people for $50, and a supply of food. We're going to get into the website in a minute, and we're going to step your games up today to show you how to save somebody life off your iPhone with an amp. Let's go ahead to the hotlines. 267-444, you are live in the building. Say your name and where you're calling from. Come on, y'all. Don't get shy on me. Can you hear me? All right. Chauncey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
now.
Good. I just wanted to make sure I'm open. We got 202-904 live in the building. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, love?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's your name and where you calling from?
Miss Daniel.
Genius, what's going on? Genius is live in the building. You know, the hotlines is lighting up. I just want to say thank you for coming in live in the building. This is Genius on the line, man. We just thank you for coming through and showing some love. Round of applause for you, man. Genius, I got my special guest. I got my special guest in the building, Chauncey Yargo. He has Yargo's Gourmet Meals, and he is definitely changing the game. He has 4 years experience, and he's a chef. He has 4 years experience, and he's doing it big over here in Washington. He's bringing the Gourmet Meals to the home. They come and they cook for you. Starting price is two people for $50, and they supply the meals. You got to go to www.yargosgourmetmeals.com. That's yargosgourmetmeals.com. Matter of fact, you can just go to my Twitter right now. It's posted all over there. Go to www.twitter.com, Diva Mary Kay. The website is on there. Click on it right now. We just want to welcome him.
Man, that's definitely what's up.
He's killing them with the two people for $50 and a supply of food. Y'all got to go to this man's website and look at his layout. Look at the professional layout. Man, I don't know if Chauncey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Those ribs, what is the name of those ribs? I know you got a name for the food.
I do risottos, halibuts, chateaubriand,
right.
Yeah, and all those names, it's like name of food, a lot of people, rather having, hair like that. They'd be like, what is this? What is it? What's the name sound like that? But, those are, everybody can, the same food like everybody else. So, get up for everybody,
And get upgraded when he come over, and a lot of people think that their food is done by color, but we're going to step your game up in a second on that one. But we got more people on the line who want to show you some love, so let's go ahead and open up the line here to the 703-386. You're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome to the show. Say your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Nikki. I am calling from Washington, D.C.
All right.
Welcome to the show, Nikki. Welcome to the show. Did you get a chance to check out Yargo's Gourmet Meals, your website?
Yeah, actually I did. Chancey and I go way back. He's actually my cousin.
Wow.
Oh, yes, that's what I was talking about, family in the building. Of course, the family. Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us your experience. Show some love. The line is open for you.
Well, of course, I know Chancey for many, many years with him and his brother, and they would come to my mom's house, and we would throw down. And not just American food itself. We would just take anything from scratch. We can make instant stew by using regular luncheon meat and put it together with some chicken and some onions and whatever, and we just throw that together. And Chancey would do whatever. He would just take spaghetti and make whatever stew, whatever it is, and just throw anything in it, and it's instant food. So,
wow.
Chancey got a gift, and I can tell you, he's my cousin. I can vouch for him.
I know that's saying. So he's my cousin. I'm gonna call in and tell the truth, but that's definitely what's up. And
just letting y'all know, Chancey's the truth. He's definitely in it.
Mm-hmm.
Chancey, get it in.
No, that's definitely
what's
up, man. I might have to hook you up with my uncle, man. If you watch TV1, Chef G. Godwin, that's my uncle, man.
All right.
If you're doing something nice, and that's definitely something different, that's not really being offered. Because a lot of times they order a lot of carryout food and things like that. The service that you're actually providing, that's something definitely that, is real good for the people. you know, especially health wise with all the obesity and things that's going on right now. We need home cooked meals, you know what I mean? As opposed to a lot of places where you order out, it's high in calories, fat, you know, it's just killing our people. That's not what's up, you know. So, I mean, I definitely support anybody that's trying to do something positive, especially being a brother, man. You definitely got my support.
Appreciate that.
And that's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And
that
the name
came out of the mouth of the genius, out of the genius right there. You know he eat expensive. We all eat expensive. We like expensive meal. And Nikki, thank you for calling in and giving your opinion. Stay tuned with us. I'm just going to mute you for a second. But we all, you know, we definitely like to eat fine things. I love calamari. Don't get me wrong. And I just don't like, or not even don't like, I don't have it to go out and buy it. So, you know, we stepping your game up. It's Step Your Game Up Saturday. What y'all thought was going to be happening around here? We're going to go to the hotlines and get some more love. We got 267-444 live in the building. 267-444 live in the building. Can you hear me?
By the time you turn around, you have a meal.
Okay. I think they have something open there. Let's get Rocka Block live here. Rocka Block.
Hey, hello.
What's going on? Welcome to the show, Rocka Block. Chauncey, we got all the way from Brick City. You got New York and Brick City calling all the way in, and they are definitely stepping your game up. And Rocka Block definitely is the ladies' man. Ladies' man.
That's what's up. Hey, what's
we have our special. I got my special guest in the building. Chauncey Yargo is from Yargo's Gourmet Meals. He's live in the building, and he's stepping our game up with these gourmet meals. And not only that, over here in Washington, he will come to your house. You call him up, schedule him an appointment. You can call him at 253-376-8467. I got the beat rocking right now.
My bad.
I ain't mad because it came right on to him. 253-376-8466. You can call him up, schedule an appointment. He'll come to your house, cook for you, supply the food. He's a gourmet cook. He's been doing this for 4 years. We don't have poop butts on our show. And the cousin Nikki just called in, and she said, you know, she vouched for him.
Mm-hmm.
She put her reputation out there on the line. You know, sisters, we don't lie. We keep it real.
Yeah, that's perfect for me. You know why? Because now that he could do that, come to your house and everything, right? So when he come to my house, right, he make the food and everything, and then he got to bounce because I want to take the credit for making the food because, you know, the girls want to cook, right? You know what I mean?
And a case like that, too, this guy, he called me up. I came over at his house, hook it up, but his wife was at work. Now, it was his anniversary, so I left. When his wife came in, he took the credit for it, you know. Hey, baby, happy, you know.
That's the perfect thing. That's the deal right there. That's a deal breaker, man. You can't never go wrong. She's like, baby, can you cook that what you did last time? I'm like, sure, no problem.
Yeah. You know what? Nothing to do with what you do, done with that food. It's all on you, what you want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And we out.
Okay,
and
that's what's up.
No?
So you don't have to be there for hours and hours in or anything.
No, we don't. We don't. And our name of the barbecue ribs is a smoke barbecue ribs, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Upgrade them again. What's the name? Upgrade them. What's the name of them again?
Smoke barbecue ribs. Smoke barbecue ribs.
And do you do it in two ways? Because you know you got some 5%ers and Muslims out there. I don't eat the pork, no pork on my fork. Do you do it in beef as well?
Oh yes. And we also do vegetarian meals. We do, you know, like we will work with you what you can't eat, and we got a menu for that too, you know. And we will work with you. If you can't eat meat, we got a menu just for you, you know? So
vegetarian menu.
Yep.
That sounds
got all that.
Delicioso, man. Yeah, I would definitely
delicioso, man.
Do they bring the wine and stuff too, Ebony?
Well, you can ask Chauncey right now. Hold on, Chauncey. Do y'all is wine in the package?
Wine. First time quarter, free bottle of wine. First time quarter. First time.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But for the same price? I mean, afterwards, like afterwards, would it be the same price? But I work Monday through Friday or Saturday and Sundays only. What's the deal with that?
Every day of the week, my business is never closed. I mean, it can be at nighttime. We will come over there and hook it up for you in the morning, at night, whatever time you feel comfortable, we there.
That's like rain, sleet, hail, and snow.
We will make it. I mean, you know, we are hustlers, so, you know, we're going to have to go where the money is at, no matter what. So, you know, we try to get there, you know.
Hey, you already know, Rocker Block, I got nothing but hustlers on Diva Spot Radio, ENT.
Right.
What? That question shouldn't even have to be asked. Anybody that come on this show know that they have been screened thoroughly. They have been cleaned like greens on with the vinegar and water and salt on Thanksgiving and Christmas. They've been definitely picked. So because it's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and I'm helping people step their game up. And how much of an upgrade is this? Is a Groupon's deal. He ain't even on Groupon's, and I'm pretty sure he have it soon. But I just got this thought in my head. Chauncey, let's give a shout out to your team, because your team actually helps this be made possible. So throw their names out there, because we definitely want to show them love as well.
I want to give a shout out to Cheval, Sierra, and then Odie. If you're out there, Odie, and then look at my list.
I know, that's right. Say, I got a list. I got a whole list of people and supporters. And all, if the team is on the line, I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button. If you're already on the line now, press the 1 button to come out of the call queue and press it again to come back in so I can know that you want to come live on the line, because it's a team movement. It's definitely you have to be supportive, and he can cook for 3,000 people. He already ready.
Is
he definitely already ready. You ready? Huh?
Yes. And then John and China and CJ, Maricel, and then also last but not least, Sarah and Peter. That's about it.
Well, shout out to y'all, and, you know, we definitely got to get love for the team, those people who put their blood, sweat, and tears. A round of applause for y'all, man. Definitely a round of applause for y'all. We definitely stepping your game up. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And I'm about to get to a little bit of hot mess news. I know y'all been waiting on it. I know y'all like, what is hot mess news? Hot mess news is some of the things that I can't resist talking about. And it's so crazy that the world makes it available for me to talk about these things. And, you know, when I was on Twitter doing what I do, promoting as well. But, you know, and it was a story that came up about a teen. She was asked to remove her T-shirt that says marriage is so gay. And the story is, I think it comes from out of Colorado High School. Here it is. It says, here was a particularly silly local news reporter. It's about... He's next door, but it's about Kate Chong, of Falcon High School in Colorado, who was asked to remove her "Marriage is So Gay" T-shirt by school authorities. I have a lot of family members and friends who are gay, and they this what the girl said. I have a lot of family members and friends who are gay, and they don't have the same rights as us, Kate told KKTV News. The high school seniors admit to the Marriage is So Gay t-shirt caused an uproar, but says that the school has let other students and provocative t-shirts, such as ones about abortion, go along on their merry way. Now, the district spokesperson, Stephanie Murdiff, she told KKTV that the t-shirt was obscene and it was lewd or anything that might be disruptive to the educational environment. These are things that have a judgment call on them. And this is what I'm saying. I understand about the whole situation with the t-shirt. You can't allow students to wear t-shirts with obscene things on it, KKK, F the police, all types of stuff. But let's be thankful that these teenagers at this school is wearing t-shirts and don't got their titties all busting out. That's how I personally feel. You know, like, I understand, and they're making this big thing about the whole t-shirt deal or whatever the case may be. And shout out to Genius. They're making a big deal about this whole t-shirt situation because it says marriage is so gay. Now, gay can be taken in two different ways. Gay can mean, we all know, we all grown on the line, the same-sex relationships, or it can mean happy. I don't think that she was walking around. She probably was, but... You know, I don't think that it caused really an uproar, and I definitely want to get your opinions on that situation or how you feel about this hot mess news about this girl wearing a t-shirt, a teenager in high school, is let alone, you know, having the clothes that they wear. You know, I just want to get your opinion on this. So call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you're on the line now and you want to give your opinion about it, press the 1 button. And I'll know that you want to give your opinion on that. But, Chauncey, what do you think about that?
What I think about that, I mean, freedom of our speech, you know. I mean, she should be able and wear anything she want to wear. That's how,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't have a problem with that, you know. And I got gay friends, you know. I got regular friends, but we all, you know, when we are hanging out, you know, we don't really see him as a gay dude, you know. We see him as a regular person, you know. So
you don't see him as a homosexual. You see him as a regular person, and they are regular people. I don't understand. Y'all gotta realize the top dogs in the game are gay people, but we want to get some Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. We want to definitely get the opinion of the public. We got 267-344 live in the building. You're now tuning live to Diva Spa Radio ENT. Say your name and where you're calling from. 344, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing? Welcome to Diva Spa. What's your name?
My name is Sniffer Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, how you doing? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Welcome.
Right.
That's my uncle.
Welcome. That's your uncle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing? How you
doing? Welcome. You're not. Go ahead, y'all.
How you doing, Uncle Nippet? I haven't talked to you
in
years, man.
Paul Aaron just told me about his program, and I decided to call and listen to the interview.
All right.
Well, that is great. He is doing a good job. He has the East Coast listening to him. He has the West Coast listening to him. We over here in Washington, we're listening to him. Michigan is in the building. Jersey is in the building. We are so impressed with him, with his gourmet meals and how he has brought professional and customer service with coming to your homes and cooking the meals. So he's definitely getting a lot of exposure right now. He's going to be getting a lot of calls, so he may need you to call from Pennsylvania and help him out.
That's great.
He still got it in him.
I'm excited for him, and I'm so happy for him. And I pray and trust that he will continue what he's doing.
Thanks a lot. Family always come first, you know, and I really, you know, I'm very thankful for that support right now. I appreciate it a lot.
That's
great. Uncle, we thank you for calling in. You stay tuned. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That is so great. That family is calling in. Look, they lighting up again. Let's open up the lines one more time. 703-933. You're live on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my dear. And thank you very much for this program.
That's my dad. Woo, woo.
What's your name? I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
My name is Edwin Yango. I'm Chance's father.
Welcome, Mr. Yago. Your son is doing such a good job, and we have to give you a round of applause.
I just want to say that I'm very happy and very proud of my boy, what he's doing. The Bible says that if you humble yourself, you will be uplifted. As a child, Chauncey has always been very humble, very willing, and very adventurous. And this is where he's heading. At home, you're always one of the best to have around you. He's willing to do anything you ask him to do. Even if he sees something that needs to be done, he will do it without being told to do. He likes cooking. But I thought that he would have been an electronic engineer, because he would go in the dump site, pick up some old television or computer. I said, "Why are you carrying that thing?" He said, "Oh, Daddy, this thing will work." And he fumbled within a second. It's working. So I told him, I said, "That's your career." He said, "No, I don't know yet." And so when he went to the institute and did culinary art, and he was fortunate to get the job with the cruise ship, Spirit of America, he continues, and he told me, he said, "Daddy, you know, I have an idea." I said, "What?" He said, "These rich people come on board the ship. They spend lots of money. We entertain them. There are people out there who cannot afford the same opportunity. So I'm thinking that I should take this to their home and do it for them. Whether they get rich or not, I'm not looking for a fortune, but I just want to do something to make other people happy." And that's his nature. May God bless my son.
Well, we just thank you for calling in and giving us that, you know, the information behind it, because you just really opened me up, because my son does that. He goes in the dumpster and he gets stuff out the dumpster, like pans and stuff, and he made it. He said he was making a hotel in the backyard. So,
okay.
You know, it just all turned out. He's very curious, but you make sure you stay on the line, man. God is so good. And he will open up so many doors if you just let him. You have to open your heart in order for him to come in. Otherwise, he won't be able to come in, and you won't be able to hear him. But let's go ahead and get open up the lines, the hotlines. We're going to take another call, and then we're going to get into some music and come back with the second part of the interview. 253-273, you live in the building. Can you hear me? Hello? Hi, 253-273. You're on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got my special guest, Chauncey Yargo, in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Felicia Tyler. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Wow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's actually my mother-in-law, right?
To have Chauncey come to my house and cook on Thanksgiving. We had, you know, so many people. I had about 15 people over. And, we had some vegetarians in the house, and he hooked up some spring rolls, and they were off the hook.
I can't wait. I'm going to be making my appointment after I get off of this phone. That's right. Because I love spring rolls, and it's just so great that I'm so glad that I ran into this young man at that school because he has so much power within him. And looking at his website and everything that's going on, he's very, very professional. So I know I won't have to deal with him being late or, you know, not being who he say he is because a lot of these people, they build these websites and they're not who they say they are. But he definitely is. And we're just happy to have him on with Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and he's showing people how to step their games up. Step your game up, Tri-State area. Step your game up, Washington. If you want to do something real nice, if you call yourself really doing it big, you're not doing it big until you have a personal chef. And how about it we step in the games up with Chauncey Yargo with Yargo's Gourmet Meals. Make sure y'all go to his website at www.yargosgourmet.com. GourmetMeals.com and check out the website and schedule an appointment. It's like having a really, really nice Cadillac car, man. I'm so loving it, and there's so much professionalism, and it's great, and he's getting a lot of support. So after this, you know, we never would have made it. Y'all got to understand that. You never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord always protecting you. And covering you and believing in you. You know, a lot of us, we just wake up thinking we supposed to just get life. Like, this is supposed to happen, but you never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord. And we just got to give. I got to give God the praise. This is what I do.
Amen.
He gets first tickets to everything that I do. But God is so good. I'm just happy to have this brother on the show and showing people how to step their games up and upgrade. And one of the other questions that I have for you as far as with school and a lot of people that's coming up and a lot of youngsters who are coming up and they say, I want to be a chef or whatever the case may be. How did you go about getting, I don't know if you paid for it yourself, or how did you go about getting the funds? And
that's
how much did this cost? How much would it cost?
That's a good question, but the school, for me, was free because my parents, like their income was like less than a average, you know, person makes. So this, like the state pays for my school, no money back in return, and I went to school for free. It's a lot of doors out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of means out there you can, like, you know, open, but you're just going to have to fight hard and look at all the financial problems and, you know, and find ways, because it's a lot of ways out there for you to go to school for free, but you just have to look for it.
And you definitely got to still stand. If you out there, you got to just stand on your grounds and be focused and determined. There's a lot of agencies out there. There's a lot of online grants being given away. Believe me, I just got a $4,000 grant before I left Jersey to get my CNA. So it is real, but you got to still stand. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call in at 347-850-1521 and log on live on a live chat with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT because we still standing.
Yeah, okay.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen. Say it loud.
beat. See, this is more than just a song to me. And I put my name in the history book so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior or the ultimate fighter. Cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And it's the survival of the fittest. The realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet cause I'm a child of God.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I have my very, 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 very special guest live in the building, Mr. Chauncey Yargo, and he is the owner and CEO of Yargo's Gourmet Meals. We have been talking to y'all about how to step your game up on the meal aspect of things. And, you know, if you're really doing it big, Yargo, Mr. Yargo, you get a lot of Twitter love. You know that, right?
No.
I am just watching the lines, first of all, light up. Shout out to everybody that's calling in right now. Shout out to everybody that's listening live online. We are being listened to all across America, from the east to the west to the north to the south, even all the way in Trinidad. Shout out to Trinidad. All the way over there listening to us, and y'all can tune in live with us. Show Mr. Yargo some love by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you're going to be in the you can click on the live chat room, and we'll go ahead and take your questions and get your comments for him. And if you also want to you have a comment as well, you can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to take a couple more calls because I know it's people that's waiting for that this upgrade.
Sure.
Let's go ahead to the hotlines again. Let's see, 240-418. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We stepping your game up with Yargo's Gourmet Meals. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Lori Yargo calling from Maryland. Chance actually is my little brother. So, brother, I'm proud of you.
Hey, sister. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really proud of you. You're really, really most proud. So keep up the good work. I can't wait to come down and see you and see all the good work. And, of course, eat some healthy meals.
You definitely right about that. I can't wait either, because as soon as we get off the phone, I'm scheduling an appointment. But, excuse me, round of applause for you for calling in. Thank you so much. That's so great. What is your favorite meal that your brother has made that you just fell in love with?
Well, I mean, there's varieties, but I think he's always been good with, like, as far as, like, the meats goes, like making ribs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yeah, bacon, you know, has always been his thing. So I've been, like, really great as far as, like, having some of his ribs, and especially we call this thing, it's called, like, jollof rice, you know. You make mm-hmm. that with, like, I mean, here, this is for, like, fried rice with, like, chicken and meats and stuff like that. You know, so he's been really great with that. So hopefully that I can come in and have some more. Some more of that.
Most definitely. Well, after this show, you definitely going to have to schedule an appointment, because he's going to be booked. I'm sorry.
Yes. And I just have a word of encouragement for him. I just like to tell you, you know, whenever you feel like giving up, just remember the reason why you held him for so long, and just think of the reason why you started in the first place, because I know it can be very tough, you know, starting something. And just remember that every time that, you know, the going gets tough, just hold on to that and say, hey, I remember why I'm here, and I know where I'm going, and that will always be better.
Thank you a lot.
Well,
thank you. I already needed that.
And I love you, as always.
I love you, too.
Thank you for calling in, Gloria. We definitely appreciate you calling in and showing your brother some love. The hotlines is definitely lighting up for you to show the love. For those who just tuned in, let's do a roll call, because the lines is lighting up. First, we need to start with the calls. Shout out to the 253, the 202, the 703, the 240, the 267, the 862, the 718, the 732, the 206, the 253, the 973, and the 215. I just have to say thank y'all for tuning in. And shout out to all my people that's calling in and showing some love. Y'all press that one button and holler at me so I know y'all want to come on the show and just show some love and give some shout-outs, because it's so important. It's great when family call up and show the support, because this show is definitely getting a lot of exposure. And if you want to step your game up as well, and you want to be on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and you have a business that you have, you need to get in contact with me at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent@gmail.com, and I definitely respond within the 24-hour time frame. But I have my special guest in the building, Chauncey Yargo. He's with Yargo Gourmet Meals. You want to go now to www.yargosgourmetmeals.com. Again, that's www.yargosgourmetmeals.com. If you go to my Twitter, shout out to Future Guru 100. Future Guru 100 is going in on the Twitter. Shout out to him. I know he's listening in, but we definitely going to go to the lines and get some East Coast love. 973-847, you're live in the building with Diva Spot ENT Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Well, actually, I'm reaching a loose right now. I'm calling from Washington State, but I'm originally from New Jersey, you know.
That's what's... Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. What did you say your name was? I didn't catch it.
Real name is Keith, but everybody know me as E.G. Tenderloose.
Oh, Keith, welcome to the building. Welcome to the building. Round of applause. Wow, I have my special guest on the show with me right now. His name is Mr. Yargo, and he's from Yargo's Gourmet Meals, and he can definitely step your game up. He can come and cook for you and your wife. Two people, $50, he supply the food. Yes, he can come and cook for you and your wife. Two people, $50, he supply the food, and you definitely want to go to his website. Matter of fact, give him a call later on at 253-376-8466 and he'll shoot you to his website as well. We're going to be saying it throughout the show. But what do you think of that, Ned?
That's good. That's good. I need some skills. Like, word. Like, I could cook and everything, but I need some skills. Like, I could make some gourmet eggs. That's about it. You know?
That's a good start, though. That's a good start. That's a good start.
I'm going to get my cook on. I call it my cookie.
Cookie,
yeah. Well, he could definitely step your game up with a couple of meals. Mr. Yago, just tell him a few things that you can start him off with the basics to impress his wife. Y'all got to see this platter. Go to www.yagosgourmetsmeals.com. Y'all got to see this layout that he's in front of.
I mean,
yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, just starting with the basic of a couple of things. Keith, this is for you. I'm going to put you on mute so we can hear him clearly.
I mean, this is something. I mean,
if you want to start him off with something, something to do, something nice for his wife. You know, what would you start on? What would you suggest that would be a good meal for that night?
A good meal is, first of all, you need a bottle of wine. Make sure and get the wine first. And then after that, you know, get some halibuts. It don't really cost that much, you know, but that's a good fish, you know. The quality of it, you know, it's going to make your wife just, you know, melt right in your arm, you know. So you get that, and then, you know, you hook it up with some little seafood or the shredded crab. You hook it up with that, and then, you know, all you do is, like split the fish up. You put the shredded crab in the fish. And you, like, bake it with some little wine. Once you bake that, you know, not too long, then you take it out, you get some regular white rice. You cook the white rice, you know, and then you put it on the plate with some asparagus. If you love vegetables, you know, you can do that. Make a little white sauce with that. Now, to make the white sauce, you need a little bit of heavy cream, salt and pepper, a little seasoning, and a little bit of oil. Whisk it up with that, and that's your gourmet meal right there, ready to go.
Wow. Wow, Keith, you just got upgraded to the third degree. I mean, you know, this asparagus is my favorite vegetables, but over some fish with some heavy cream sauce, like, that is melty. That could have a melt effect. Keith, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right, that definitely will have a melt effect. And even if you guys are allergic to fish or anything, he has a wide variety of the type of food that he supplies and that he cooks. But all you men that's on the line, you know, he will come cook for you and bounce and let you take the credit. And the good thing about it, when your first call, you follow on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Now, can you hear me? Yes, for your first callers, you get a bottle of wine. How great is that? How great is that? I mean, wow. I mean, and for two people for $50, you can't beat it. And you're getting gourmet meals. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of money and whatnot. A lot of people think that they have to spend a lot of money when they don't.
They don't.
But
you
don't. Tell the people how much money people are spending on these plates or on the cruise.
On the cruise line, I mean, just for a regular dinner, it's people on there spending about like $70 to $80 off like a plate. Like, example, I can make a pizza on the cruise line she just a regular pizza, but it's like a special pizza, and you don't really bake it, and that pizza, it costs $1,000 just for that pizza, $1,000. You have to have the same thing at your house, $20-$30. I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I'm saying it's ridiculous, and you know, see how those people waste money on the cruise line just on food, and you're going to have the same food at your house for lower price. I mean, anybody can afford it. A college student, you know, just a single parent. I mean, the price is affordable. We will work with you, you know, just for you to have a decent meal. So it is.
That is great. I mean, that is seriously great. I mean, I can't believe it. We definitely want to go to the lines and open up and get in some more love. Give me a second. You're live in the building on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Diva. It's Miss Nara, the R&B Diva. Hey.
You know I have to call in. Applause. Wow, Ms. Nara, thank you for calling in. I have my special guest, Mr. Yago on the phone, and he specializes in gourmet meals. And how is it, how much of an upgrade, because you know it's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. He will come to your home because Nira is always recording. She's always in the studio. She's
yes.
always in sessions. And he will come to wherever you are, cook you a meal, and not only that, if it's two people for $50, and I'm talking about gourmet meals. This man has 4 years of experience. He can cook for 3,000 people. He has been doing this on cruise ships and above and beyond. And at he's providing quality food and quality service at, you know, a price that we can afford. But this is definitely an upgrade.
Yes, it is. I tuned in and I heard, you know, about the fish and the asparagus. And, you know, I'm in the studio right now. But I'm starving.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I call him right now?
Yeah. I'll fly over there.
Ooh, it
where
sounds
you at?
So good. Sounds so good. But, yes, shout out to everybody on the line, though, before I just start going off and stuff.
It already has. The lines are just lit up. Yo, Miss Nira, I thank you for calling. So, and those who are now tuning in, this is Miss Nira, the R&B diva. Oh, my God, her music is so good. And we definitely will be playing music from her, from all out, not even just from her album, but some new stuff coming. And just stay tuned for her. But I really like her music. I said on the show when we had Callie Tom in the building, I can really listen to her like I listen to Mary. She really sticks. Core to her music. She loves her music, but it's good. And y'all know, I'll be like, no, we can't play her on the show.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you, girl.
You
and
very,
everybody
very
listening.
That's definitely what's up. We gonna definitely show y'all how to step your game up. We about to get into the music in a little bit, but we definitely showing y'all how to step your game up from music. I got you. From gourmet meals, I got you. Now I'm about to get in and tell y'all how y'all can step your game up with your Apple iPhone. I said this at the top of the hour, but it was this college student, and he was playing basketball and whatnot. And he ended up passing out on the floor. He passed out on the floor, and his coach was able to use his iPhone. He downloaded a link called AmpAid, and he downloaded a link for CPR. How about that same link, that amp that he downloaded? He had downloaded it like previously, he had downloaded it maybe like a week before the incident happened. But how ironically did the boy pass out in the gym and he was able to use the amp that he downloaded on his iPhone to perform CPR and save the boy.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I have to open up the lines. Everybody, 201-904, I'm opening up the lines to everybody because I definitely want to get y'all opinion on that. First, I'm going to start off with my special guest. What do you think about that, having that amp? How wonderful was it that a week before that, you know, for some reason he downloaded that amp, but God was working. But, you know, if you was in that position, do you think that you would have been able to use that amp correctly to save a life?
No. I mean, that's amazing right there. That is incredible. I mean, it's like everything happened for a reason. And, you know, like, at that point, you know, it's like I would have been nervous, confused, don't know what to do, you know. But, you know, for real, I would have been tripping out like, man, you know. But it's amazing, you know, how his, like his coach looks in his Apple phone and, you know, and got this. That's amazing.
Oh, wow. Ms. Deborah, what do you think about that?
I think it's definitely a blessing, and God, you know, that was the whole plan for him to download it in advance, and it wasn't his time to go, so, you know, it all worked out. But like he said, I would have been nervous, too. I would have been like, oh, wait a minute, I still don't know what I'm doing with or without the amp, but I definitely would have tried, and that's truly a blessing. I'm thrown by that.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's what I would have, I mean, that's what I taught myself. Everything is the mighty of God. God designed
yes.
it to happen.
Yes.
Yes. God is definitely available. Genius, what do you think about that, Genius? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what's up. And, you know, I also encourage people to actually learn CPR. You know, it's a very important
yes.
thing. I mean, saving a life is a very important thing. And the things that we can learn to even help save our own lives. That's definitely very important to educate ourselves on health, you know, and the fact that, you know, we live in a technological, you know, time, that's good that he was able to do that, you know, but if he already knew it, he wouldn't even have to have downloaded the app, you know, so it's important that we, you know, we learn those types of things because, you know, you never know when you may need it.
Yes, definitely.
You're definitely right about that. I want to get Mr. Yargo. This is Mr. Edwin Yargo. This is let me get myself together because doing this and all at the same time. First of all, let me open a line for the man so he can speak. Chauncey's father is live in the building. Mr. Yargo,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, honey.
Thank you for being patient with me. What do you think about, you know, that amp being on the coach's phone and for him to be able to save the young boy's life? And later they found out that he did have a heart condition, which is thick muscles around the heart. That's why he passed out. But what do you think about that?
This is what I was just trying to say. Like the young lady just said, absolutely it was through providence. I believe in providence. If the Lord
mm-hmm.
designed something, nothing can change it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord designed it that way to happen that way. So praise his name
mm-hmm.
for everything. Otherwise, it would not have happened.
It would not have happened. You definitely right about that. The hotline just started going crazy. Definitely going down around here. and I just thank you for everybody who's just tuning in and wanting to definitely give you a opinion. I'm going to get to y'all right now. Let me just go here because there was some people that I didn't yet. So let me go here. Oh, my co-host is here. Tay Black, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic. Tay Black is live in the building. God is so good because the devil is always trying to work on my co-host. Tay Black is in the building. The Black is back, baby.
What's up? How y'all doing? How everybody doing this evening?
Hey now, we good.
We good. We doing good.
We are good. We got our special, special guest in the building, Mr. Chauncey Yargo. He's from Yargo Gourmet Meals. We had talked about him, had a conversation about him early today, but he just blew it up with the prices. He will come to your home. Now, remind you, y'all, the man is in Washington. Okay, let's breathe easy, but he'll fly to you if you're taking care of it. Pay your fare. Right. It's two people, $50. He will bring the food, cook for you. And if you know you want to do something for your lady, he'll cook the food and go. And
wow.
He even help you. Yeah, for two people. I mean, wow. Like, how is it that we really stepping the game up this Saturday? Like, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is really good.
Definitely. That's really good. We definitely use the service. Let's go ahead and open up the lines. Let's see, 344-267-344. You're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Well, I've been on the air for a while now. My name is Snippet Jackson, the uncle of Chauncey Yargo.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, you're still in the building. Thank you. I'm glad that you're here. Did you hear the story about the young man, the coach that saved the young basketball player with the app phone?
Yes, I've been following.
Mhm. Now, what do you think about that?
So, what I want to say, my advice to whosoever it is, that everything you do, you put God first, you put the law first, and God will always be in control of your situation. Whatsoever situation you face, whether it's good or bad, when God is in your life, are bound to succeed.
And you're definitely right about that. You got to put God first no matter what. God first, family second, career third. That's how we do that. That's exactly how we do that. If you don't do it that way, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to run around trying to be Jesus Juniors. How many Jesus Juniors out there? All right. You're Jesus Juniors. You're going to be running around talking about, I don't know what happened. I don't know why this is happening to me. That's because you ain't letting God in. Why I got to go through all this mess? Why that? Okay, that's enough. That's definitely enough. But we definitely going to take it, since we on the West Coast, we're going to take it over to the West Coast, and we're going to get into some music. Miss Nira and Nick Bars. Shout out to Nick Bars, man. We're going to get into this Missing You. And when we come back, we're going to definitely get back to the callers. We're going to open it up and give your opinion about the story and show some love. Tay Black is live in the building. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting it on, because I know you missing that good quality service.
Exactly what I do this for. Not these niggas a recognition from these stupid hoes. I'm in these streets when this shit I gotta do at home. Raising five kids is something you can't do alone. You with me when the sun is shining, when it's super cold. Whether it's snow, cold, diamonds, or just cubic stone. So close your eyes, imagine all the places you could go. And if this world was mine, I swear I would give you the glow. Baby, I'm aware we had our share of ups and downs. But since it ain't no turning back, I guess we stuck with now. And if I'm lucky, then I'm lucky you on my team. I know it's better guys in this world besides me. Regardless of the fact you always stood beside me, I made your life a nightmare, chasing after my dreams. Trying to get them big bucks, and the grind won't allow me to see my kids much, and I'm sure that shit is driving my kids nuts. Baby mama talking about I never did much, so to my sons, keep it solid, keep your chin up, and if a nigga needs that, then keep your chin tucked, and if he blocking at the face and tear his ribs up. Take advantage of your talents and never give up. An appetite for success that I can't ignore. I'm trying to give my kids a life that I can't afford. Six-story house, one floor for the boys. Two rooms for night, one just for the toys. And I swear destiny, sweet 16, I'll be the type of shit you see on MTV. Cause they deserve more, which means I gotta work more. Pain on the path to greatness, so it's gonna hurt me. Thanks for keeping me real with me. And every ounce of game, my people instilled in me. What up, J-Mac? What up, BF? Pedal to the metal, nigga, no regret. You always told me I would grow up to be the best. Regardless of my blemishes and my defects. Need money could pacify, I'm guess I'm getting older now. Satisfied with being classified as mediocre. I strategize and fantasize of Lamborghini roses. And hopping out the Maseratis and them Fendi loafers. It ain't sweet, my journey up this rocky road. Chasing this pot of gold since I was a snotty nose. Diarrhea on the track because I'm past shitting. Now I write songs trying to make the transition.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, with co-host Tay Black. That was your girl, Miss Nira and Nick Barnes. Miss Mira, thank you for calling in and showing the love. Cali is live in the building. Oh, my God, Tronci, we just have to thank you so much for calling in and helping these people step their game up by, you know, showing them how to make gourmet meals at a more reasonable price.
No problem, anytime. That's what I'm here for, you know. That's what I'm here for.
You guys definitely have to check out his website at www.yargosgourmetmeals.com. If you want to get that information, it's already posted on Twitter. Shout out to Future Guru 100 for holding us down, man. Future Guru 100 is definitely getting it in. But if you want to get that website, it's actually posted on my Twitter right now as we speak. And let's just get into a co-host. How you doing?
I'm here. I'm thankful to be amongst good people, though. Shout out to everybody on the line, everybody that tuned in so far. How's everybody else doing? I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm good.
I know. That's right. We're going to open up the line for Rocker Block. Rocker Block said, I'm on the line. You don't see me. We all see you, Rocker Block.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I got the text message mad late. So I'm here, though.
Oh, that's what's up. So, Rocker Block, can you give us another example how we can step our game up before I give y'all another piece on how to step your game up?
Oh, man. You know, go next to the staircases and go up one step, you know what I mean? Just one at a time. You lift your feet up, you pitch one leg up, boom, you put it down. You pick the next one up, you push forward, put it down. You know what I mean? Set your game up. Let's just play, you know, and do it for a reason. You know, just don't be doing it for nothing. Don't stand for nothing. Don't stand, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, don't fall for anything. Stand for something. Don't fall for anything. Stand for something.
Most definitely. Real.
Yeah. Y'all know we get to that each and every day. We definitely about to, we already been having fun on a lot. Shout out to the 248, the 253, the 215, the 206, the 718, the 252, the 862. Come on, 732. Live in the building. Yo, it's about 30 people on the live right now. So I would like to shout everybody out, but I want y'all to give y'all shout-outs too. If you want to give a shout-out, if you want to come on live on the line, press the 1 button on your phone. That is going to put you in the call queue so we can go ahead and get you live. I said that. It said bling. It's like Christmas. Let's open up the lines to the 248 to 904. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT with co-host Tay Black. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, man? What's up, Ebony?
How you doing? Who's on the line?
This Andrea calling from Yaktown, Michigan. What's going on with you?
Oh, Yaktown, Michigan. What's going on? Welcome to the show. Welcome. Oh, man, thank you for calling in. Wow, it's been a long, long, long time since I was a little itty-bitty nappy head.
Girl, you weren't the only one. We both run our nappy head butts around. But it's so good to hear from you. You doing all right down there, huh?
Oh, yes, cousin. I love you so much, and I miss you. We doing Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and I got my co-host in the building, Tay Black, but I got my very special guest in the building, Chauncey Yargo. He's actually a gourmet chef. And how about over here in Washington, he will come to your home, cook for two people for $50 gourmet meals. He will supply the food. Like, that's an upgrade, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Good job. Yeah, that's romantic.
That's the type of mailing you need in your life, girl.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hell yeah. Well, y'all want to give my shout outs to my up north family, AAA.
That's right. Get them shout outs. You already know you live in the building.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm gonna come down to Chicago so I can visit. Y'all doing big now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm over here in Washington, so you can definitely come on the West Coast. I already upgraded from Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. I love y'all, my East Coast. I miss y'all family. But when God move on your life and he put some things and he put, you know, when you get all that baggage out your suitcase, all y'all listening, if y'all ain't been getting no blessings lately, that's because y'all been holding on to that baggage. Get the trunk, dump it, and let God give you some gifts of blessings. And when he tells you to move, move. And if he's sending trouble your way, it's for a reason to move you to high lands. Huh? Y'all better know. A lot of us are too big. It's like a shark in a goldfish bowl. You won't fit.
Right, I agree with you on that, cuz.
You definitely won't fit, cuz.
Right, I will keep in touch with you, though.
No problem. Wait a minute. Don't go nowhere. I'm just going to copy your number down real fast because I'm going to call you after the show. But make sure you stay tuned in, okay?
I will.
Love you. Let's go and open the lines up to the hotline here. Yeah, right? Calling in and showing some love to the diva. Oh, TNT. I love her, man. She. I'll cry, so I have to stop. Let's open up the lines. Yo, we step. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We step your game up Saturdays. We step your games up with the whole gourmet meals with Chauncey Yargo at www.yargogourmetfoods.com. And also, I stepped your game up a few minutes ago with your Apple iPhones. You're walking around with these Apple iPhones looking cute. But do yourself a favor and download the app at 973-776. I see you. I'm about to get to you. But download this app called AmpAid. There's a story of this coach. One of his players fell out, and he downloaded the AMP onto his phone a week previous to that for CPR. And he was able to use the AMP to perform CPR on this young man and save his life. And after that, after like a week later, they found out that he did have a heart condition, which is a heart that caused him to pass out. So, I just wanted to shout out to Shawnee. She listening live on the line, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line right here. 973-776. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's me.
776, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey,
what's going on, son? You're live in the building. What's up?
It's me. It's me, bitches.
I'm alive. I'm bored.
I just started a new job. I don't even know what all y'all was talking about, but hey, whoever listening, how y'all doing?
Well, welcome to the show. First of all, a round of applause for you, and then we're going to bring you up today.
Look at my eyes.
Yo, we definitely talking about, hey, Shawnee, I know you got an Apple iPhone. I get 100 texts from you, like, every 4 minutes. You be more than that. And I appreciate some of the texts. I ain't even mad. But, you know, we were just talking about this coach. He was able to save one of his basketball players. He was running, and he passed out on the floor, yo. And the coach, a week before that time, had downloaded this amp called Amp Aid. And he used it to perform CPR on the boy and brought him back to life.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to do a poll on that tomorrow.
You sure will with your painted ass.
I got a lot on my mind. I feel as though I should share it with the world. I do. I do my quote today, or I do my thought of the day, and I do my fuck you today. Anybody I hate, they get a fuck you.
All right. Well, then you need to come on Diva Spot ENT, and then we can work that out where you can get exposure. But if you was in that position, do you think that you would be able to perform CPR on the person through the amp?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I wouldn't. I'm nervous. I don't work good under pressure. I'm liable to pass out right along with him.
Oh damn!
I'm not great in that field. Mm-mm. I can't. I'll go get help. 911. I dial it on my beat those berries real quick.
Somebody call 911. But I definitely appreciate your opinion. And Sean, you got some shout outs. You want to give some shout outs?
Just to you, Ebony. Just to you, baby girl. Just to you. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Do your thing, girl. That's definitely what's up. Y'all now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got some madness when I come back from this song, but I got my co-host, Tay Black, in the building, and I want to know, what if I want it all?
Clyde and Harry on the beat.
What if I run it all?
you. Air it out. Listen, homie, peep what I'm about. That duffel bag flow got a body bag count. They say they money long. They say my money short. I see your money run. Now watch my money walk. My paper got strut. Slow climb, but it's steady. I'm breaking down my year and a half to 6 months. Slow slumpers and strong humpers. I stroke on your whole move. My bank junkies is crack hungry. Let me get in. A seed planted, the soil was sown. So I done grew in every angle the hustler's own. But it's all good to my lawyer. It's no sin. I should do American Eagle with no wings. Fly through the loophole. Chirp, chirp, there go the boost phone. I'm taking it. Fuck you on two phone. Another day, another dollar. Holla at a scholar. Got the knowledge of whoever fooled your grandpapa. A old soul at heart. I rip your soul apart and let you play the back seat. I'ma play the Rosa Parks.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, with co-host Tay Black, and sometimes we need a window seat.
Yes.
I got a couple of people on the line who want to give a shout-out, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I want to open up, and also I got my special guest. Can't forget about my special guest, Mr. Chauncey Yargo from Yargo Gourmet Meals in the house. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here with you.
That's right. I got my special guest live in the building. So let's go ahead and open up the hotline. 206-353, you're live in the building. What's your name and where you're calling from? Don't get scared. We're going to wait on you. 206-353-45. I ain't going to say the last. But what's up?
They might be a little shy. It's okay.
They might be a little shy. I'm here to put you on the spot. Don't call up here pressing that one button. Rocker Block, I know you want to get some shout-outs. What's up, Rocker Block?
What's up? Can you hear me? Am I loud and clear?
You loud and clear. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my baby girl, Shaquana. She's shy. She can hear me right now. We both tuning in together, but she don't want to say nothing. So I just wanted to put on blast.
Is that the 353? Shaquana, is that you, 353? Don't want to say nothing.
Nah, she on with me on a three-way.
All right. Don't be no new nigga. Say, hey, girl, we ain't going to bite you. We can't do it.
Oh, man, yeah.
I ain't saying nothing. I want a window seat.
And, y'all, and big, big shout-out to Yargo's Meal, because, you know, that sounds like a good business, you know, venture for him. So I pray that God will continue to guide him and do all these great things for him and what he got going on. That's a good look. And I never heard anybody doing it before, so it's really a good look.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up. I mean, so I'm going to let you comment. I'm sorry. Chauncey, go ahead.
I appreciate that very much, man. I mean, you know, because ain't that many brothers out there, you know, doing stuff like that. And once you do find one, you know, the community, they always try to bring the black brothers down. So, you know, I appreciate that very much, you know.
Appreciate it.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I mean, we definitely hear that's what it's about. If you have a talent, y'all, and if, you know, if you have a talent in a position, use your position. Don't think because you didn't got somewhere and now you are brand new, a.k.a. new nigga. Yeah, that's my word, new nigga. Don't turn into a new nigga and act like you can't help nobody else. Or be there to support someone else. It's all about being humble. Because ain't nothing wrong with being humble. If you got a talent, use your, like I have this show. I'm so blessed that the show been rocking for 5 months now. I went from 13 listeners to almost 2,400 listeners right now, y'all. God is so good. I went from one show on Saturday to rocking 6 days a week, four different shows. But no matter what I do, God has to have the first pickings in everything that I do. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to me at the same number, 347-850-1521, at the same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryK. Monday through Friday, we get our spiritual feeding on because there's too many skinny Flavor Flav spirits out there. We need them healthy precious spirits, the big, healthy ones. You got to build your spirit. You got to encourage yourself, and we have to encourage one another. So I invite you to tune into the show, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, Monday through Friday starting, and 12 p.m. on the East Coast, Monday through Friday starting. So, and it rocks for 2 hours. God only asks you for 10% of your time, y'all. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Let's be clear. Because a lot of y'all ain't thankful, and y'all don't deserve, like, y'all don't even know what grace is. Let me tell y'all what grace is. I'm about to take you to church. I got to get me a, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let me open up the lines. I need more amens. I'm about to open up all the lines. Everybody that pressed the one button and that's open right now, I need an amen for everybody. Those who ain't even pressed the one button, everybody say amen, man.
Amen. That's right.
We gotta definitely get that in, and I'm gonna play in a little while, but I like to get everybody involved on the line, and I'm about to do roll call to get shout out to everybody. Shout out to the 973. Shout out to the 310. Shout out to the 718. The 215, the 206, the 862, the 267, the 252, another 703, and the 253. Y'all live in the building with Diva Spot Radio, ENT, with my co-host, Tate Black. Oh, and let's not forget our online in the chat room. Shout out to Jamie and guest 4668. Y'all live online. Can I get an amen for y'all? Type amen in that chat room, man. We have fun on this show, and wow, I lost my train of thought. Co-host, help me out.
You were talking about saying amen, hallelujah.
Yes. I was talking about something else that I wanted to.
yourself been getting back into the music? I know you was talking about you were gonna go back into some music that you were gonna play.
Oh yeah, yeah, there it is. Now I got a co-host for it. And shout out to Shawnee, talk about what you're talking about. Girl, I don't know what I'm talking about right now, but I'm gonna fake it till I. That's what it was. Fake it till I make it. Fake your I'm laughing so hard because I got excited when I said that. But I'm just so thankful for this show. We talking about this hot topic. This girl went to school with a shirt that says marriage is so gay. And the church, wow, the church. Okay. The school decided send home. Texas. I'm about to open up the lot to you in a few seconds. But the school decided to send her home because she had a shirt on that says, you know, marriage is so gay. And they sent her home and told her that she has to remove the shirt, that she can't wear that to the school. And my thing is, she was a teenager. She's at the Colorado High School. I'm putting y'all on blast. And it was like, you know, she was like, it was a lot of other seniors walking around with shirts talking about abortions and whatnot, and they let them run around marrying free. Like, Tay Black, what do you think about that?
Was it a young sister that had the shirt on, or was it just a?
No, it wasn't a sister. I think she was white. But whatever the case may be, I'm just glad she wasn't walking around with her titties out.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than a short skirt, you know, things of that nature. But I guess it's the message. Maybe that message was just too offensive. But then again, something like abortion, you know, that's offensive to people as well. You know, it just all depends. So I don't know. That may have been a little discriminatory. I don't know if it was the gay comment or what. But I don't know if you're going to, I guess, go against one thing, you have to go against everything. You can't leave any, you know, any wiggle room like that. So it's kind of bad on that part.
Well, I definitely want to get Rocker Block opinions about that. Rocker Block, you open on the line. I never closed you.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I think that the guy or whoever it was that made her go home, he could have been a gay. You know what I'm saying? And it just got offended. Like, you know, second of all, they probably got like a secret cult. To where, you know, you can't.
No, the
can't
school authorities. The school authorities sent her home. They
That's
told her that
I'm
she got to take it off. Yes.
They probably have that secret cult going on where you can't wear that kind of shirt, and you know, it's just offensive to them or their family members or something. You know what I'm saying? So they feel some kind of way about it because abortion
right.
is bad. But anyway.
Right about that.
And they need uniforms. You know what I mean? They need uniforms in that school.
Well, that's high school, but I want to get Shawnee's opinion on this. Shawnee, you're live on the air. What's your opinion on that? All right. We lost Shawnee. She was here, but she's not here anymore. But, I don't really have a problem with the girl wearing the shirt. I mean, I'm just glad that she ain't walk around with a short mini skirt on. And, you know, I mean, you got to take back. You definitely got to we take so much from the kids,
mm-hmm.
and we take so much, you know, they have to have their rights and their independence, and a lot of them is confused. But at the same time, she had a T-shirt on that says marriage is so gay. It could have said marriage is so happy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And then she didn't have to lose the lesson for the day because of that. They could have made her turn it inside out. They didn't have to send her home.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're right about that.
Right there on that opinion. But we got to stick together, man. It's going to be a problem. And now, she feeling some type of way. And she discouraged with the school, and now she more focused on what they did for her at that school. And you're right, it's going to take her off track. But, you know, I'm going to try to up
lifts her beef with the Cadillac car. Come on now, I got me a Cadillac, y'all. You're now tuning in live to Divas by Radio ENT. When I come back, I'm going to take a few more calls. We got about 5 more minutes left on the show. Let's go.
I got me a Cadillac.
Cadillac, Cadillac.
I got me a Cadillac car.
Ooh, ooh.
Got me a Cadillac.
Cadillac, Cadillac.
Look at me, mister, I'm a star.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm on the moon.
Yeah.
I'm getting on. I'm breaking out.
Yeah. I got me a Cadillac. I want to open up the line. Go ahead.
I like that.
I want to open up the line to, hold on, y'all, 1 second. Hold on.
Hello. Hi. This is Sierra calling in. I was been listening, and I just wanted to talk about the show. Also, I'm talking to girlfriend. Oh, I thought I called that
number.
I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
Hello?
Yes. We have a little technical difficulties.
I know. I clicked over on the other line. I just got a G call from Mr. Yargo's girlfriend. I ain't even mad. Diva called me on the other end and said, hey, I want to say something. So guess what, y'all? We're going to wait till she call in, but in the meantime, we're going to get a call in here, 206-353-4598. We got to pull it. We got to get Mama on the line, too. But can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
This person with 206-353, I wish I had time to get at you, but I don't. But Wifey is in the building. Can you hear me, Wifey?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Welcome to the show. We got her. They thought we was having technical difficulties. I look, this is my show. I put everybody on pause and I said, hold on.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
go ahead.
Is that my applause?
Yeah, that's your applause. That was for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I just wanted to speak on my future husband's meals. I mean, you know what? When I first met him, he cooked for me every single day, like everything he cooked. Now it's not as much because he's been putting work into his business. But when he does cook, I mean, he puts his heart and his soul in it. And he's like, baby, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, just make something. And whatever he makes, it's good. I mean, we can have mayonnaise, some bread, and carrots in there, and he will hook it up, I'm telling you. So, I mean, I'm proud of him, and I'm going to stand by him 100%, and I hope that, you know, everybody listening will, you know, support him and do whatever they can to just help with his business because he's really serious about it, you know. And it's funny because I had a dream about it the night before he had said something. I was like, man, if I hit the lotto, you know, I think I should have my boyfriend go out and cook for people. That would be good because they don't have any people who would go out and cook for them, you know, just in regular areas. They don't have it for, like, rich people. And I dreamt about it, but I didn't say anything. And, like, maybe 3 days later, he comes up with this idea about doing that, and I was just, like, shocked. And I was like, okay, we're meant to be with each other.
Well, everything happened for a reason, man. Everything happened for a reason. And we just thank you for calling in and showing some love. And, you know, who
definitely
better to tell you that? everything happened for a reason, but my co-host came black, man. Let's get into this music. When we come back, the hotlines is open. I mean, we got a hot cook. We got a hot chef on the line. I got a hot co-host. I got the hot rocker block in the building. We doing it big around here, man. We got fathers, mothers, everybody on the line. We just had a Cadillac car, but let me tell y'all something. Everything happened for a reason. Let's go. Y'all like that, don't y'all?
Check it. Thoughts of success are so close, I'm glued to it. No money hopes, I'm so broke, I'm used to it. Everybody rap like it's the thing to do. Sit back, it might not be the thing for you. I'm 21, it's old time. I said I'm not a grown man. Old wisdom, young in age, I got my own plans. Not your average hood hopes or some ghetto dreams. Been there, done that, on to better things. Do well with the slightest of tries. World on my shoulders, the voice still rises like that. And you could call me Mr. Angelou, go hard or go home. What any man would do, wishing on a star. I need a way, why is it hard to make money? The legal way, do it now, never say I meant to do. Some growth in my paper, an inch or two.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going. Rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen. Shit happen for a reason.
Got something to do. Body telling you sleep more. And when you know you broke, it's telling you eat more. Dark days. My time lack luster, no one to turn to. At least the track trust you. Even then I'm struggling, shit's dying out. Even as I write this, the ink's drying out. They say I'm always joking, I could be sad. Good do good deeds, I could be bad. Held together by glue, watch through, lose it. King of New Jersey, I'm putting out move music. Be the man I can, put food on the table. My girl, understand, it's cool if I'm able. I feel blessed, still feel like I'm worthy. No grime in my soul, still feel like I'm dirty. Can't take your pity, just sympathize. Life is giving me lemons, I improvise.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit.
Happened for a reason. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, with co-host Tay Black. We live in the building. And things don't just happen. It happens for a reason. Shout out to Wifey for calling in and supporting her man. Yo, that's definitely what it's about. And she gets to eat that good cooking each and every night. But, you know, Wifey, we don't want you to be tight, because after this show, he definitely going to get a lot of calls. And it's definitely going down. Because everybody is definitely is going to support. And that's what it's about, y'all, always supporting, man. Shout out to Future Guru 100 live on the line. And it's just crazy. Hold on 1 second.
You got that key?
But I'm just Rocker Block. No, I don't have the key. Where's the key at, Rocker Block?
I'm sorry, not you.
we can't. We hear you live on the air, Rocker Block. Where is the key? Eat the cake, anime. Tay Black, shit happens for a reason, right?
You know it.
I want to try to get this number in. This I always 206-353. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What up? What up?
Welcome to the show, man. I've been trying to get you online all night. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, my bad. This is Odie, straight from the 25 Grizzle. Oh, they shouted out Odie earlier.
That's definitely what's up. What's going on? Thank you, and welcome to the show. Holla at us.
Yeah, I'm just coming in to pay my boy Chachi some love. He cooked some good stuff, man, like known him for a couple of months, and you know I don't usually go out for people I don't know, but you know for this guy, man, he definitely steps it up in the kitchen and he does his thing out there. So I'm definitely back him up and say that, you know, his stuff is real. You know, it's not nothing phony.
That's what's up.
Oh, That's definitely what's up, man. I like the fact that, you know, I'm definitely going to be booking my appointment after the show for him to come and cook for me, like two people, $50. He come and cook a gourmet meal, and he supply everything. That's better than Red Lobster. I ain't even mad. I want me some calamari. I want me some a shrimp cocktail. I definitely want some asparagus and some romaine. I definitely love that, man. That's definitely what's up, man. Thank you for calling in and supporting.
Yeah, check this. And my man, he came to the church, right? He made some homemade pizzas. Now, usually church, you know, we cook the chicken dinners and all those. Well, his man made pizza homemade, and it was good, out of scrap, you know? So,
wow.
I mean, he can cook anything, and you know, we back him up. The church backs him up. You know, people, you know, around here in Tacoma, Seattle, everywhere, you know, we show them love.
Well, that's definitely what's up, man. And I like the fact that, you know, that we got another brother doing his thing. You know, so many times y'all be, the weapons be formed against y'all, and, you know, they just try to rule y'all out like y'all always up to no good. But look, look, mama. I definitely want to get 215-436. You live in the building. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on? I'm fine. Welcome to Diva Spot ENT. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay Coles, Tay Black. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, my name is Elvis Yongo, Charles Yongo, the brother.
That's my brother.
Oh. Welcome to the show, man. That's exactly what I'm talking about, calling in and showing his love, and you definitely got to get a round of applause live in the building.
Thank you.
Hey, man, you the famous one out there, so what's up?
Look at this guy.
Hey, man, he's on top of the world right now.
Nah, man, I'm actually on my way. I'm on my way to another show in Maryland, and I got the call, so before I even got there, I was like, let me call you, you know what I'm saying? And say congratulations, after all the eggs you used to cook, now you turn into a chef. That's what's up.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
She's a huge fan of you, man. She is, yeah, man.
But hey, I'm a huge fan of you. I actually saw the website, and I got so excited, man. I was really, really excited because, you know, you're doing your thing, and I'm just so happy for you, man. I'm so happy. You know, probably we can get that chef thing in the movie. You know what I mean?
That's definitely right. We thank you for calling in and showing your brother some love, man. We definitely going to get the chef thing in a movie. He definitely need to be catering for all that backstage action.
Definitely. I'm down for it.
Oh, I'm a fool. Tay, I'm cutting up, man. You know that, right?
But you're having a good time, though. That's what's good.
I'm having a good time. This show is definitely about us coming in, having a good time, promoting people. It's Saturday, y'all. Step your game up Saturdays. And the only way you can get to on this show is that you need to holler at me at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And make sure you have a business and make sure I can Google you. If I can't Google you, you're not in business. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, live online at Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and ooh, I'm a fool.
You know the hat match the bag, bag match the shoes, shoes match the shirt, yeah, the boys look cool. Fox match the belt, belt match the coupe. Rims old as me, but the whip stupid new.
Let it yang. Been in situations I've been in. Seen the shit that I've seen. Live the life that I live. I love it. There's no way, my nigga.
Call it.
No way, bro.
Come on.
Who the fuck?
fucks said money can't buy you happiness? The motherfuckers lied. While I was broke, every night a nigga cried. Shit, now I can wipe my eyes with 50s and with 100s. I'm cakey and I love it. I'm cakey and they love it. Above the bullshit, I'm sitting high as a kite. My mama asked Sean, why you ball that ice? My cousin asked Colin, why you fuck that man wife? I laughed and said, hey, when you ballin', that's just life. Like Rocky at the top of them steps, I'm feeling cocky. Ready to face the world and fold it like origami. My bricks went out a year ago, who the fuck can stop me? Somebody's gonna have to pop me, cause I be addicted to Spalding. I'm jugging by the cases, I'm playing love balling, feeling like annihilation. Got love for the bucket, I hustle, no patience, fill them up with duckets. I'm second, they hating, I made it. Heck, do you know I love it? The full back will of.
Yeah. Okay. South part of dawn. Yeah, feed the wolves.
All right.
Let's go, come on.
Drive it inside. So much passion, mad for the anger in his veins. If you can feel it, you see that it's not a joke or a game. So many doubted the chance of him ever making a name, let alone ever being successful in a game. When life's punched him, he kicked him and thrown him down to the ground. And he ain't never giving up, so what's the point of it now? And we collect all of the bruises, all of the broken bones, and all of the heartbreak and rolls it up into one. And chews it up and swaddles it and spits it back at the world. Whenever anyone ever tries to doubt, he's a warrior.
So bright, I fly high in the winter, and the rocks are wet on my wrist. It's colder than December. I'm trying to bring her home like a motherfucking championship. I never speak for itself. I'm not the one to bang with. My mental anguish got me really going hard. I love life, so I live it like it's no tomorrow. I'm a warrior, man. I'm a grinder too. From 88 to 2010, that's what grinders do. Fuck the cops, they body belt, and I'm a dude. I'm a warrior, nigga. I'm right behind you.
Punch a freaking hole in the chest of any rapper trying to act heartless. Y'all so pathetic, running your lips. Now niggas wanna apologize like it's copacetic. Respect my words like God said them. I spit flows that twist foes and leave them with exposed intestines. My mind is a loaded weapon. I'm a murderous verbalist, spitting venom as a soul confession. My speech got the influence of a pastor. You against me, similar to the student against master. Physically, you getting smashed quick, and lyrically, I'ma rape you. Put your career inside of a casket. The king's a general. Little nigga, I'm super lyrical. Whack nigga, salute my genitals. We go hard like Soundwave and Megatron. Terrorize rap over the track, Decepticon.
This shit's the victim. We split the rhythm. Step to my boats, it's on. Prepare to depart. We think like we shark. First sight of blood is shown. We slay the majors, castle invaders. Any king can be dethroned. Eat race, replace it. Did y'all a favor? That spot you had is gone.
Pound for pound, I only weigh 150, you can weigh 300, still ain't fucking with me. We the next generation, last of a dying breed, insomniac, express the style, never fatigue, it's too simple. Master the mental, original, you couldn't copy with a stencil. The code's too complex, leave you dudes vexed, flow longer, cause my writing feels flex. Yeah, yeah.
Deep down in the basement where you find me, scheming like Ponzi, trying to get eight off with no scams, not Bernie Madoff. I gotta keep it real when working for that next meal. It's no joke when I bring it to your throat like bow ties, not strapped with the 4-5, the flow's Excalibur. Who wouldn't want to battle you? You weaker than tissue, and you didn't know the issue. When you spark with greatness, you face
the victim. We split the rhythm. Step to my folks, it's on, it's on. Prepare to depart. Like we sharp, first sight of blood is shown. It's shown. We slay the major, castle invaders. Any king can be dethroned. Eat race, replace it. Did y'all a favor?
We did y'all just a favor, man.
Had it gone. It's gone.
Slay the dude the other day. Remind me of your style. Generic kind of raps, red pulling your profile. Barking no bites. I ain't wanna serve him. 5 years my senior. I ain't wanna hurt him. I'm feeling good. He trying to push his prime further. Dexter with the pen when I'm spitting a murder. Mr. Go To, who you build a rapport with? That revolutionary spook who sat by the door. Shit, don't get it twisted. I ain't always conscious. Hip to the game, money hungry, kind of pompous. Taking straight shots and the wrecks never move me. Words on my weapon, verbal 3-ton Uzi. No feature is too big or quite small. Don't it to the rest. So I'm giving them my all. Your song's kinda slum. Want your flows a little tighter? Let me know your budget. I could be your ghostwriter.
Let me know your budget. I can be your ghostwriter. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with my co-host Tay Black. Man, that's serious. You to go. You. All you gotta do is just say I got a budget, and you know you work it out with them and be they co. They ghostwriter.
Yes. Definitely. Let me. You know I got you. But right now I'm co-hosting with Diva Mary Kay. No, I just want to say shout out to you. You know what I mean? You're doing a wonderful job. I know I was absent for a minute, but everything happened for a reason. You know?
Yo, y'all watch out for Diva Spot ENTV. It's coming soon. I was just up with Blog TV today, working out all the necessary stuff that's going on. But, you know, Diva Spot going to the radio, to the TV. Don't worry, I ain't leaving y'all. And for those few people who are calling my phone, it is the after hours of the show. And those who only loyal to the show are only allowed in right now. So your ghetto pass has been revoked. Knock it off. Matter of fact, I'm about to call that person. Live on the air. Watch this.
Oh, my God.
I got something for you new niggas that call after my show is you know, after the lockdown hours, because the people that's live online right now on the call queue right now, y'all the people that's locked there with me, so y'all getting all the good music. Y'all getting the extras. This is the after party right here. Ha. So I'm about to call this new nigga, tell him, this right here, with that back there where you at, is Harlem. And this up here, this Hollywood. And you ain't welcome to Hollywood, baby. Y'all gonna catch it. Y'all gonna catch it. But you're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And I just want to actually see if this actually works. Let's see. Welcome back.
You.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you was there. Wanted to make sure you ain't being no new name.
I can't wait to hear what you're about to do. This is nuts.
Yeah, shout out to Shaquana, man. Live on the line, man. Don't be shy, man. We got to open this up, man. Don't be shy. Show us love. Matter of fact, we're going to get at you right now because we know we just going to wait on you.
Oh.
She like, I don't care what that bitch say. This is her show. I ain't got to say nothing. I'm going to be right here on the three-way rock a block Boo Lovin'. I got some Boo Lovin' music, too, but I swear to God I won't play it right now.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago. I swear it was. Rock and Block will be on the phone with Shaquana like, I gotta find my way back to the Yo, shout out. Future Guru 100, call it. Well, I got to call Future Guru 100. Oh, hold on. Because this is the after hours. So those who wasn't tuning in can't call in. Somebody's about to say something to me.
Man.
No.
This is the first time I've been on after hours, man. Shout out to the world.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I'm in an exclusive party or something. Like me and
you. You is an exclusive party. This where we get it in. This where we get it in, kind of the airwaves and calm down a little bit, and we can really say what the hell is on our mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I wanted to know? What was the ant thing? Did he shock him with the phone, or he just used the instructions that was on the phone? What happened? Did he shock him with the phone?
He didn't shock him with the phone. Rock a block, he used the instructions. Ant A gave him the instructions on how to, S.A. gave him the instructions how to do CPR on the young man, because the young man, he had fell out. He was running, and, you know, they was doing what they do when they do basketball, and I guess they was doing drills. And, you know, the young man ended up falling out.
Mm.
So, you know, he had, a week before that, he had downloaded the amp to his phone, and he was able to use it then. So, That's how that came about. I'm glad that God always working, man, because you never know when you in a situation that somebody can help you. God, he wasn't no doctor, but, you know, God looked out for him.
True that. True that.
Hold on. We call my Future Guru 100.
Hello?
Future Guru 100, welcome to the after party, man.
The after party? Wow.
Guru. The after party. Guru, live in the building.
After work Saturdays? Who on the line?
Like a Buddha.
Who is on the line? Yeah. Who we got here? What's this party all about? Y'all sound like y'all can't get in right now.
We definitely getting in. We got Tay Black on the line. We got Waka Black on the line. We got the 718 on the line. We got Shaquana on the line being real quiet. She shy. She on the three-way with Waka Block. So she like, I ain't going to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sing my song. She like, Effie. And this time, Effie's going to win. She mad because she on the phone now with Waka Block on the three-way. Waka Block should have called up Yargo and took her ass. Out on the court,
Hold up. Is the Yarbrough family still on? Because they was going in.
Yeah. Oh, it's the after party. We got one person, Yarbrough's family is still on. And I think,
Well, they showed a lot of support. They showed a lot of support, and that's what it's all about. That was hot right there.
Yeah, they really can't go.
They should be telling the whole family, spread the word, because they was going in. They know how to spread the word.
They know how to spread the word, yo. Y'all gonna feel like how to spread the word, man. They ain't playing, yo. I need a family like this, man.
Wait for one of the kids to call it. Hey, that's real, y'all, bro.
That's right. You know, my family won't do that. Our family won't do that. Our family is new niggas. They won't. I mean, my family, don't get me wrong, they call in or whatever the case may be. But if I say that I'm going to have Oprah on the show, I'm going to have Obama on the show, I got Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj on the show, they're going to be charging and paying their little $50 Boost Mobile bills to come to listen in. But my family did come through all the way from Michigan. Yeah, I'm on the after hours. We on the after hours right here. We getting it in, y'all. We still going strong, you new niggas.
She country, your cousin. What's her name? She was country.
Her name is I got. Look at my sister came in the room talking about you got Nicki Minaj. Ain't nobody got no damn Nicki Minaj on this diva spot. Get the hell up out of here, you new niggas. But
Tay Black's still on the line.
Huh?
Trey Black still on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good?
Man, that's crazy coincidence. I'm going in on Trey Black's promo right now. That's crazy as hell. He's going to see it. That's how we do, though. I'm working, man. I'm up working, man. You already know. I'm going in right now.
That's good. That's shout out.
That's my man, K Black. That's what it is. Do your thing, K Black. Put it up. Keep grinding, boy.
You keep your head up too, man. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Whether they believe in you today or tomorrow, man. Keep holding it down, my dude. You know you got it.
Keep busting out them dope tracks, man, and we're gonna get it in the DJ's hands. I'm hollering at these superstars for you, man. You already know. I'll knock on everybody's door. If Trina lived next door to me, I'd be like, yo, Trina, what's up? Tape Black on the line right now. Call her. I'll go truck their hands personally. Gotta let these people know, man, how we doing it, Tape Black. You already know, man.
Spread the word. Anybody that I get connected with, man, they got to go through Future Guru 100.
Man, we got to get Slate Stone on, and I don't even know why we playing, but I'm definitely going to put a call in the Slate and invite him because that is my man's. You know, I'm actually missing him on the show, so I'm actually have to set this up. I got to set this off. It's only right Slate Stone be on the line. It's a cool dude. Everybody's going to love him. You know what? I support my man 1,000. You know, we way past 100 on that because that's my dude. And, you know, when you holler at a man, tell him what it is, man. Tell him we missed the after party because tell him now it's an after party on Saturdays.
Hey, don't worry. We're about to get it in. You know, I'm on the blog talk right now to schedule another one so we can open it up live. And we going to get Slay on tonight, baby.
Yeah, Slate Stone, you need to be on. You need to be on.
Keep the show going, y'all. Don't leave no dead air. Keep going.
Keep going. I was going in on how was the food. Yeah, y'all was talking about the food, and I was starting to get hungry, so I made something.
Yo, Yargo is serious with it. Serious
with it. When I me in the kitchen tonight because I went in there and made me some pasta and put some garlic in it, some stewed tomatoes, and I just was down. I cooked too. Shit.
Oh, man.
I bet you that one thing, that shit was good.
Yeah.
Ain't playing over there, man.
I know, that's right.
I had me cooking tonight. Damn, 11, 12 o'clock at midnight. Made me hungry with that gourmet stuff. Gourmet talk.
Yeah, that gourmet talk.
His website got mad food up there too. Like he got just images, just a bunch of food up there.
www.yargosgourmetmeals.com. If you go to my Twitter page, you will see it.
I'm gonna need to see the website because I was the way y'all was. Even her homegirl, Miss Nibble was talking about. Oh, look on the website. She's like, can you go now? I said, that's what it is right there. If somebody be feeling it like that just by looking at the website. That's pretty official right there. Can't too many make you hungry like that. Like, but you know, it was a good opportunity for him to tell exactly what his business was all about, and I was actually feeling how he was getting it in, man. That's a clever, you know, way to get that, you know, that word out there about your food, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Clever entrepreneurs. Clever.
Yeah, that definitely was right. And then when you rocking with Diva Mary Kay, I mean, you only getting the best. I got the best back in me. I got Future Groove 100. I got Tay Black. I got Waka Blocka. I got Feed the Wolves Movement. Come on now. I got Genius. I got Miss Nira. I got Jazzy from Jazzy Management. I got Mitch. I got Five Alive. I got Money Mo. I got Nick Bars. I got Dre Vicious. The list just keeps going on. Southpaw the Dawn, Bangle Smurf. Yo, shout out, man. This is from all the hard work and dedication, and I'm still working hard, and I'm still dedication. I'm working so hard that I'm trying to schedule another show, but it won't let me. But I think I'm going to do the after party on Blog Talk TV. I might do it on Blog Talk TV. I might do it on Blog Talk TV. Y'all going to have to stay tuned to my Twitter for that and see if I post that link up there where you can log in, because I can broadcast on that and y'all can see the beautiful diva, how I do.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yo.
That sounds good. Sounds like a plan. I was tripping when I saw the number on my phone. I was looking. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? The show is calling? What is this, the recorder? I thought that was the lady that said it was going to tell me Blog Talk Radio. I thought that was her.
Right here.